It is with great pleasure and pride that we introduce to you the surviving members of the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team. From White Bear Lake, Minnesota, goaltender Steve Janicek.
The crowd filling the Herb Brooks Arena cheered as each member of the 1980 team was introduced and walked the length of the rink, which is now lined with banners bearing their names. Wearing their hockey jerseys, they spent the evening watching video clips and talking about the historic game and the effort it took to beat the Russians in what's considered one of the sport's biggest upsets of all time. Earlier in the day, team captain and left wing Mike Arruzzioni said the game endures because it touched the entire nation.
The Patriots won a Super Bowl, and people in New England are happy. People in Seattle aren't. People in California could care less. But when it's the Olympic Games, it's a nation that feels a part of you. So everybody was on board. I've had, over the years, so many people come up to me and they'll say, I remember where I was when we won. And I went like, I didn't know you were on the team. But that's what it meant to people. They felt like they were a part of it. And they'll come up and they'll tell me, I remember where I was when. I mean, sure, we've all heard that story, when. I remember where I was when Kennedy was assassinated. I remember where I was when the Challenger blew up. I remember 9/11. And all of them are negative, sad stories. And ours was a story that was positive, and the nation felt a part of it. Maybe that's why it continues and it's talked about today.
The team members talked about their coach, Herb Brooks, who died in a car accident in August 2003, and for whom the arena is named. Defenseman Jack O'Callaghan looked back to the week prior when they were trounced by the Russian team at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, it was a tough game, but I had the same psychology as everybody, and I really think that it just helped us to dial in on what was in front of us. Once we get back to Lake Placid, we weren't thinking, okay, we're in the Olympics, like, what are we going to do? We started thinking, okay, we're playing Sweden. Let's just play Sweden. Tied Sweden, all right, let's just play the Czechs. And it was like, boom, boom, boom. And then when we played the Russians, it was like, okay, we know these guys can kill us. Let's keep it close. And I'll never forget talking to Mark Johnson in the locker room. We just got to keep it close. We can't let these guys get ahead of us. And it was the end of the second period. We're down one goal. We're walking out of the locker room, kind of pacing a little bit. And Mark looked at me and said, hey, one goal, 20 minutes. He goes, this could be our game.
Left wing, Rob McClanahan.
The fact that we came away and accomplished something that no one expected, including ourselves, when it first started, showed me and has taught me that many, many great things can be accomplished if you are prepared. There is no script for opportunity. And you can sit there and do nothing and wait for it, and it'll come and go. But if you prepare for something and you're motivated to do what you need to do, that opportunity, when it is there, you'll take advantage of it without even knowing that it's there and realize after the fact. The work that we did, for example, it was work. But we were also passionate about the game, so we were willing to pay an extra price for that.
Goaltender Jim Craig is now a motivational speaker.
The documentary 30-30 shows how hard the Russians worked. And so Herb's strategy was we would be in better shape than them. So you can have an idea how hard this team really worked to get where it was. And, you know, people say it was a miracle. It wasn't a miracle. It's just really hard work that we committed to.
Your legs get tired but never let go and always keep skating.
Rhea Claude was waiting in line to enter the arena with her friends. They are hockey players and are too young to have seen the game during the 80 Olympics. But the movie Miracle and stories about the players have inspired their own play.
I've never given up on anything, no matter how hard it gets.
Margaret Triano, and I'm from Ogdensburg, New York. I play center. Obviously, I didn't get to watch it, but like even just like the replay, like in the movie, it's definitely inspirational. Just watching it gives you goosebumps. Playing hockey, it gives you an idea how they fell and everything like that.
Returning to locker room 5, where the team prepared for the game so many years ago, right wing John Harrington says the night reminded him of how much the game meant to people.
You know, as the years have gone on, it's always been something that's been special. And every 4 years, the Olympics come up and Olympic hockey gets played. And it's easy to remember that the Olympics from 1980 in Lake Placid were such a tremendous experience and a great success. And course, you know, the movie comes out in 2003, and it gives a whole nother generation an opportunity to learn what happened in 1980, and to have young players and young teams be able to see that and use it as motivation. And it's amazing. It's 35 years later, and tonight I had goosebumps. I mean, I had goosebumps sitting there and being in the arena and watching the clips and listening to people talk and hear things from your teammates, you know, that they were really talking from their heart.
Only one player was not in Lake Placid. Defenseman Bob Suter died last September. His jersey was lifted to the arena rafters in tribute.
Everybody felt a real big loss. He was certainly a big part of this team. It took a real team effort to be successful, and Bobby was a big, big part of it. He's dearly missed. His legacy will live on.
Several members of the gold-winning Olympic team will return to Lake Placid at the end of March to participate in a Miracle on Ice fantasy camp. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.